This is the Hollywood Casino Press Box. Now back to Frank Cusimano on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com.
In a lot of ways, you're a lucky guy. And now all you need is a chance to try.
Welcome back. Hollywood Casino Press Box on the all-new 590 The Fan. Maryville University's sponsors are Phone Lines. Their Digital World program provides students with free iPads loaded with textbooks and more than 150 apps. Go to maryville.edu for more information. We're broadcasting live from Hot Shots. We are in St. Charles. Jim Huer is our broadcast engineer. Brian is our producer. The baseball show coming up at
1 o'clock.
1 o'clock.
1 to 2.
Is Chuck going to be here at 12?
Chuck will be here at about noon, yes.
No, very nice. All right. Are we ready for our guest? Is our guest ready?
I think he is.
All right. Let's welcome to the program Tom Mickler. He's with New Dimension Soccer. And if you recognize the name, yes, he is the brother of the legendary soccer coach at CBC, Terry Mickler. But he has an organization called New Dimension Soccer. It's a community outreach program, and it utilizes sports as a way to connect with children from all backgrounds while teaching life skills. And a lot of it is soccer. And he joins us now. Good to be with you, Tom. How are you?
I'm great, Frank. Thanks so much for having me on.
So if you want to help out kids who want to learn the game of soccer and life lessons in the process, there's a big promotion this weekend. Tell our listening audience about it.
Well, tonight, the St. Louis Ambush have been gracious enough to partner with us on a soccer shoe and shin guard drive. This is the last game of the season for the Ambush as they fight for a playoff spot. So Brian Roth, the GM, reached out to me and, you know, said they'd be very happy and willing to help out if they could. So we're encouraging fans, soccer fans, all fans, not only to attend the game tonight at the Family Arena, but also if you have any shoes or shin guards that are in good condition, we would love to have them because we're connecting with more and more kids all the time, and our connections in St. Louis have helped us acquire a fair amount of equipment that we can pass along, but we're always looking for more as we're always looking to connect with more kids. So, again, game time is 7:30 tonight, Family Arena, and we encourage everyone to come out, support the Ambush.
Bring the soccer spikes and bring the shin pads. How many kids have you worked with in the city that you've provided equipment for and you're working with in your program, New Dimension Soccer?
You know, right now, Frank, we're estimating that if we include our summer league, we're probably between 700 and 800 kids a year. A lot of that takes place in after-school programs. So more and more we have people reaching out to us looking for equipment because, as I said, we're able to connect with more and more kids. So the demand is growing. I would say, my gosh, over the past year or so, we've probably supplied 150 to 200 kids with shoes. We just took in a nice donation last week and sorted those shoes out and were able to drop them off to a school in North County this past week. So we're excited about being able to do things like that. That's what we love.
And you've been around for how many years now?
We are in our 15th year of existence. We started in 2004. Frank, I don't know that you would remember this, but our very first event was a kickoff at CBC High School, what we call the St. Louis Youth International Soccer Festival. You were good enough to find a way to come out before a Cardinal World Series game and a breaking story with the Rams and do an interview with me that aired on Channel 5. So whether you realize it or not, Frank, you're part of our beginning, and we're grateful for what you do, not only for us, but for St. Louis in general.
Well, that's awesome. We appreciate that. And I got to ask you, in those years and all these players you've worked with, you know, let's face it, a lot of the great soccer players start playing at that elite select level as early as age 7 or 8. Have you ever gotten a kid that you've kind of provided shoes for and shin guards for? They start in your program, and there's a little bit of talent, and all of a sudden this kid's playing at a high school, high level, maybe college?
Well, back in, I want to say maybe 2006 or 2007, we started an essay writing contest, and we awarded new shoes to kids that really took it to heart, and really just about anybody that wrote an essay we were able to provide shoes with. But one young man in particular from Liberia by the name of Prince Kabeda, who actually ended up at DeSmet High School. DeSmet was wonderful. They took Prince on. They supported him throughout. Prince was able to play at a high level, scored a game-winning goal in a state semifinal a few years back, and then went on to have a very good career at Jefferson Junior College. So we look to Prince as one of our success stories. But one of the other things that's happening for us that's really neat, Frank, is that we have more kids that we're connecting with that come up through the grade school rank that are now playing high school, but are actually now becoming coaches in our system too.
Oh.
So that's something that we really are looking to build upon and are excited about, because these kids just love the game and they really, really make us better, to tell you the truth, in a lot of ways. So we're just fortunate because we are starting to see more and more talent. So,
good stuff. Good stuff. So if you can't get to the game tonight, the Ambush game at 7:30 to bring the spikes to the shin guards, how could somebody get to your website if they just want to drop stuff off?
They can contact us at newdimensionssoccer.org, and there's two S's in the middle of that, newdimensionssoccer.org, and connect with us there. They could also reach out to me in my cell. I'm wide open to that. That is 314-239-4484. We're hearing from people all the time on a regular basis now, so we're always available.
Good stuff. Honored to have you on the program. Thank you, and good luck tonight.
Thanks, Frank. Again, thanks for all that you do for St. Louis and for us.
All right, we appreciate it. Thank you, sir. All right, before we go to break, actually we got a little bit of time here. I want to tell you about McBride and Son Homes. St. Louis's four premier home builders have teamed up with local unions to bring you the best home buying opportunity of the year. They're happy to announce the union stimulus program, now extended into March or until funds run out. That's right. Our local unions have pooled over $1 million to help new construction home buyers build their dream homes. So buy a new home in March and get $2,000 to $10,000 cash from local unions for use at closing. It's the Union Stimulus Program. It's for a limited time only. Visit any Payne Family, McKelvey, Fisher, and Frickle, or McBride Homes Community for details.
We do have more information, by the way, about the drawing. So today's the last day to register, but you can now only register at this Hot Shots location. We're at 1636 Country Club Plaza Drive here in St. Charles. We are broadcasting here until 4 during the 3 o'clock hour. Will be the drawing for the opening day ticket giveaway, courtesy of Anheuser-Busch.
Very
TJ
nice.
Moe will be conducting that the giveaway.
All right, guys, I'm sure you were glancing or maybe watching intently the NCAA tournament games last night. Extremely disappointed in that Texas Tech Michigan game. That was a waste of time. Anybody who watched that?
It was brutal.
Deserves 2 hours back. Then the Gonzaga-Florida State game. Florida State came out okay, but in the end, this is a little different Gonzaga team, too. They're as athletic as hell, plus they're so well coached by Mark Few. I think I liked Gonzaga to get to the Final Four.
I'm kind of there with you now, having watched them play against what we know as an athletic Florida State group, because they kind of handled the game. Florida State made a short little run, but they couldn't get really close enough to make it interesting for me. And that surprised me, because that's been the storyline with Gonzaga teams. Really well coached, not necessarily the greatest athletes. I think they're better than that. I would really love to see them finally win this and just put it to bed and say, all right, Mark Few knows what he's doing. He's a national championship coach.
The Virginia-Oregon game was almost as bad, too. I mean, Virginia shot, I think, 37% from the field, but they advanced. And they're going to play a Purdue team that's really fun to watch. Did you see that Klein kid?
He lit it up.
Oh, no. My goodness. There's outrageous.
There's a little connection there. You remember Dave Klein?
Dave Klein, who worked at...
Works at KMOX now. Used to work here a number of years ago.
Yeah.
That's his cousin. I found that out on social media yesterday.
Really?
Yeah, he's related to him.
Wow.
I'll be darned.
How about that?
Oh, he had the game of his life
last
night.
Oh, my goodness. I think he hit 7 threes. And some of the threes, they weren't just off the catch. He had to do a little step-back move off a little more athletic defender and still knocked him down.
It'd also be neat to see Matt Painter get to a Final Four.
Yes.
You're right.
Yeah.
But I'm rooting for Tony Bennett.
Really? Why?
Yes.
Why?
Because there's no
finer. Why do you want to see at least two more Virginia games?
There's no more finer. There's no finer human being than Tony Bennett, and his assistant is Brad Soderberg.
Well, he'll still be a good person if he's eliminated.
I'd like to see him win a national title.
Oh, three? Are you nuts?
Absolutely.
God, the one last night was bad enough.
It won't all be that bad.
What year is it? 53, 49?
It was a rough game to watch.
Yes.
Though.
Now, even tonight's North Carolina-Auburn game will not be
that
rough to watch.
Will be fun.
It'll be first team to 100 in this one.
Give me Bruce Pearl in the Elite Eight.
Just because you want to see him get the trophy and
yes.
have to be awarded.
Ryan wants a Bruce Pearl, Kelvin Sampson
yes.
matchup.
Give me all the awkwardness for the
NCAA. Well, actually, you can't go wrong. I mean, you had Calipari there, too.
Yes.
And it's not like North Carolina's been a shining beacon of integrity either. Well, that's a shady regional, isn't it?
Ah. Yes, it is.
The scandal at North Carolina, the scandal at Auburn, the scandalous coach at Houston, and then Kentucky and John Calipari and having vacated Final Fours. That's a great thing to watch tonight, though. That's 6:29 on TBS. I can't believe Kentucky's not on CBS. I guess it's Duke. Who's the late game on?
Oh, probably Duke.
Wait,
I think so, yeah.
Oh, it is. Okay, I can see that. So on the first game on CBS tonight is going to be LSU and Michigan State.
Houston, Kentucky's the late game. Scheduled to tip off at 9 o'clock, depending on how late that
is. Isn't it great when
game
the games
goes?
Are really late, too?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, as long as I don't
I
have
I actually had
much
to delay
do.
My Sopranos watching last night.
Oh, did you? Yes. Okay.
So, oh, by the way, in the Sopranos, have you watched them all?
I have not watched all
I
of them.
I have.
No.
Okay. The season three, late in season three, he gets together with the Mercedes car dealer.
Mm, yes.
Her name is Annabella Scalia. What is her name? She stung. She was in The Hand That Rocks the Cradle. She was the dark-haired girl who had the asthma
Gloria
issue.
Trillo. The actress is Annabella. The character's name is Gloria Trillo. Annabella Sciorra? Yeah.
Boy, they cannot make her look any more sexy. She is one beautiful woman. Do you agree with that?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
I haven't seen that part of it. I haven't seen
Monique's
of
saying,
it.
How could she be with that pig? Because she is just beautiful. So. All right. What did you think real quickly on the most controversial moment of the NCAA tournament last year? Would you have called the foul that allowed Carson Edwards to get to the free throw line?
I lean towards no.
Yeah, same here.
It was late contact.
And the guy, you could see, he was trying to get out of his way.
Yeah.
He even kind of like moved his body just so the contact would be so lessened.
I don't like them calling fouls that late, but the reality is, if you're the defender, you know better to even put yourself in that position.
Yeah.
It's a three, and a three that obviously he wasn't squared up and had a great look at. You don't even come close to making contact with him.
Now, Rick Barnes is developing something of a reputation for having issues getting deep into tournaments.
Of losing.
Yeah, yeah, that's a good point.
He's had some really talented teams. He's made one Final Four in 2003. Yeah.
That was with Durant, right?
No, that was.
Or was that with
Durant? That was, God, is that Michael?
TJ Ford, baby.
TJ Ford.
TJ Ford, yeah, the guard. Thank you. Yeah.
He's made two Elite Eight appearances since then and now just recently a Sweet 16. But there's a lot of opening weekend losses. I think he lost in the opening weekend with Kevin Durant when he was.
Durant played two games because Zion tied him with 57 points.
Okay.
So he lost in the second round with Durant.
Yeah. Somebody pointing out Roy Williams is the only coach in Kansas City that doesn't have NCAA sanctions.
Technically,
in his past.
Yes.
Yeah.
Technically. Yes.
Yes. Can't stress the technically.
Did
enough.
He know about the bogus class at North Carolina?
I'm thinking he did.
Yeah.
I'm sure he did.
Frank, you mean Brad Snorderberg. Oh, that's mean.
Ooh.
Does Dave Klein's cousin also go to hedonism?
I doubt it.
Oh, gosh.
Did Dave Klein go to hedonism?
No, that was his nickname, Dave Klein of hedonism. I don't know how he acquired that. I'm guessing he left that at 590 and did not bring that with him to Camo X.
No, I wouldn't think so.
I think he works on Mark Reardon's show. I doubt Reardon referred to him as Dave Klein of hedonism.
I'm sure Steve Moore will go, that's got to stay.
Speaking of hedonism and Ken Strode.
Oh, boy.
I did see A Star is Born the other night.
And what'd you think?
It was well done.
Was
did you
it?
See it yet?
I have not seen
it. I have not either.
So the big thing, the big scoop is, or like the night of the Oscars when they performed the song.
Right.
And they were on stage together on that piano desk, and or the piano, what do you call it? You're sitting on a piano
bench.
Excuse me. That they were awfully close.
Yes.
Bradley Cooper.
Yeah.
And has she recently broken up with her beau? And I'm just wondering how the Russian woman who Bradley Cooper is with and has a child with, how she reacted that night when they got home after the world saw this lovely romantic song and them, you know, really. But, you know, he is an actor, and they are
right.
At the Oscars.
Ooh.
That's what Hollywood minds want to know.
You get to sleep outside.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Most definitely.
Yeah. I think that might have been said.
I can't believe how well he did performing in terms of singing.
I would have never guessed he would have been able to carry much of a note.
Yeah, I thought he was pretty good.
Yeah, he wasn't terrible.
All right, let's take a short time out. We're broadcasting live from Hot Shots. We're in St. Charles. Oh, before we go to break, Brian, tell us about JMH.
Well, Frick, I want to say that even if you're going or not going to the home opener next Thursday, what you need to listen to will be the countdown to the home opener for the 2019 season that is airing on 590. It'll air twice next week, Wednesday, April 3rd from 1 to 3 p.m. The following day, Thursday, April 4th, from 5 to 7 a.m. It will feature interviews from the Tim McKernan Show with guests like Dexter Fowler, John Mozeliak, Mike Schilt, and more, brought to you by the following sponsors. One is JMH Law Firm. Getting in trouble with the law is never fun, but you might as well have the best criminal defense attorney in St. Louis. Give Joe Harvath and the JMH Law Firm a call, 314-827-6222. Lakeside Roofing, which has built a solid reputation as one of reliability, trust, high-quality work, and competitive prices. Lakeside Roofing features the finest quality roofing materials, and they provide expert installation. Find them online at lakesideroofing.com. And the Angry Beaver, a sports bar with the feel of your local neighborhood bar. Great place to hang out before, during, or after every Cardinals game, located at 730 South Broadway, just a few blocks away from baseball heaven. And I was told yesterday we do have listener rewards, but the post-sports bar gift certificates have sold out. So now it's only just Kingside and Herbie's. $50 gift card for $25. Go to 590thefan.com and click on the listener rewards tab to purchase yours today.
Very nice. Our good friend Courtney D texting in. Frank Annabella Scorea. We got to get to the exact pronunciation of that. Scalia was the love interest in Jungle Fever in 1990 with Wesley Snipes. Yes.
Oh,
okay. She's been very attractive for years. You know what I'm talking about now?
I vaguely know, yeah.
You got a Google picture of her.
Okay.
That's Annabella, and the last name is S-C-I-O-R-R-A. Now, in most of her work, she has had short hair, but in this Sopranos episode, she has longer hair, and she looks much more provocative.
Oh, okay.
Yes. Okay.
Yes.
Yep.
All right. We will take a short time out. We'll be right back.